USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new strain of COVID-19 is being reported in the United Kingdom. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says it does not hinder the coronavirus vaccines combating the virus.
People to know that viruses mutate all the time, and that does not mean that this virus is any more dangerous. We don't even know if it's really more contagious yet or not, or if it just happened to be a strain that was involved in a super spreader event. Right now, we have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people, or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
Italy, Austria, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, and Belgium have announced plans to restrict travel from the UK. A coronavirus relief deal was reached in Congress Sunday. The House and Senate were expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. It contains temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefits and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The president is planning another trip to Georgia to help keep Washington, D.C. a two-party system. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has the details.
President Donald Trump tweeted on Sunday that he will visit the Peach State the day before two Senate runoffs in January for control of the U.S. Senate. Trump saying, as badly as we were treated in Georgia by the Republican governor and Republican secretary of state, we must have a massive victory for two great people. Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue face off against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff on January 5th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Rocket attacks by Iran-backed militias into an area housing the U.S. Embassy in Iraq killed at least one local civilian and damaged the embassy compound, according to U.S. diplomatic sources. Eight small rockets launched by Iranian forces specifically targeted the Green Zone, according to Secretary of State Michael Pompeo. He strongly condemned the attacks in a statement released Sunday. Pompeo called Iranian-backed militias the most serious impediment to helping Iraq return to peace and prosperity. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The fight against COVID-19 gained strength Monday as the second vaccine by Moderna starts distributing nearly 6 million doses. Not to be outdone, Johnson & Johnson is poised to become the third vaccine. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase on Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine begin to be delivered across the country. And soon, a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekerar of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we are very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
SC Johnson is a separate privately held company and has never had any family or business connections with Johnson & Johnson. SC Johnson does not manufacture or sell pharmaceutical products. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.